America remembers her fallen today. There's been another breakthrough in a 14-year-old murder case in India, and after a lifetime of service, a ministry leader decides it's time to hand the reins over. We'll tell you what that's about on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's Memorial Day in the United States. More than 1.3 million people have died in combat, giving what President Abraham Lincoln called the last full measure of devotion. While there are parades and cemetery ceremonies across the nation, Christians want to reach soldiers who are currently serving. Biblica's Mark Rader does just that through all branches of the military.
Primarily working with military chaplains to get scripture into the hands of our men and women in uniform and their families, that's just an incredible privilege.
The greatest warrior New Testament and special military-covered Bibles are the tools Raider's using. They need to raise money for 39,000 copies for new recruits.
$100 would give 20 of those Bibles the full military Bibles, and it'd actually give, about 40 of the New Testaments.
To support this outreach to the U.S. military, go to missionnetworknews.org. Pray God will encourage many people to give to this project and that soldiers would respond to God's word. Next, continuing on the Memorial Day theme, Faith Comes by Hearing wants to help soldiers and their families. It's been their focus through their military Bible stick program. Bill Lohr, spokesman for FCBH, says they're asking churches and people like you to help with an ambitious goal.
We have over 1,000 churches, believe it or not, that are going to be presenting this project to their congregations over this weekend and next weekend. And we're trying to raise funds for 12,000 military Bible sticks so we can get those out to our soldiers immediately.
Will you take care of one of them? It costs $25. While each military Bible stick is going to a soldier, this outreach is actually affecting their entire family.
In addition to the Bible stick going to a soldier, what that $25 covers, though, is the soldier can send us a reply card. They send us their spouse and their kids, and we're going to get MP3 discs out to the family as well.
This is Mission Network News. If Bible translation is important for reaching the lost, wouldn't you think translating school materials into a student's heart language for school around the world is also important? Barbara Trudell is SIL's Africa Area Advocacy and Alliance team leader and partners with Wycliffe Bible Translators. She says sometimes parents make the problem worse by saying,
"My child has to be fluent in the language, you know, the international language, so that he can get a job or so." And I think in a lot of ways that is a myth, because we know that the best learning kids do is in a language they speak.
According to Trudell, this has implications for pastors who are forced to go through seminary studying in a language other than their own.
But when they go back to the community, how are they going to help those people grow and be blessed by their relationship with Jesus Christ? You can't just import terms from another language and expect that the little old lady is going to understand them.
Meanwhile, it's taken 14 years, but two more people have been arrested in connection with the murder of Australian missionary Graham Staines and his two young sons in India. They were burned to death by a mob while they slept in their station wagon. 37-year-old Granshyam Mahanta and 34-year-old Ramjan Mahanta were arrested after a police raid. The third individual still on the run. 18 people were arrested in this case. Only two are currently serving life sentences. Staines' wife and daughter now live in Australia. And the president of the Mission Society has announced his retirement. Dick McLean, who also is the longest tenured staff member, told staff that he'll be stepping down effective May 2014. McLean has served as president since 2009, but has been with the Mission Society since 1986. A special presidential search task force has been appointed to find his replacement. The task force is expected to announce McLean's replacement in February. The Mission Society has 225 missionaries in 42 countries. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life with your gift of any amount. It features some brand new songs. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift and I'll give you a copy. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. This is the last week to get it. I'm Greg Yoder.